I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. President Donald Trump has been trying for weeks to make the talk of possible ties between him and Jeffrey Epstein go away, all to no avail. Has this week's barrage of major news distracted his critics, trying to make them look at other subjects? Is this a tactic, or is he accomplishing major good? Those are the questions. Let's go through the process. As the Russia-Ukraine news and the Washington, D.C. news was breaking, so was a ruling by a Manhattan federal judge denying the government's request to unseal grand jury transcripts from its investigation into Ghislaine Maxwell, longtime Epstein companion and confidant. She's now serving a 20-year prison sentence, as you probably know, for sexually exploiting and abusing teenage girls. For a while now, it has caused a schism between the right wing of the Republican Party, many of whom are MAGAs, and Donald Trump. There are those who are saying that Trump is on a client list, and those who want to know more about the supposed profane picture allegedly drawn by Trump contained in a birthday book for Epstein. Well, the judge's ruling deals with efforts to get the so-called Epstein files released, and he has refused. They will not be released. Judge Paul Engelmeyer says unsealing the transcripts would be an exception to the secrecy of grand juries. He says permitting such an exception casually or promiscuously would erode confidence in people called to testify before future panels. He said release of the files would not shed any new light on what is already in the public domain. Now, where it can get a little confusing is that Trump has pushed for the files release. The judge is saying the materials do not identify any person other than Epstein or Maxwell as having had sexual contact with a minor, nor do they discuss or identify any client of Epstein and Maxwell as having sexual contact with a minor. Did Mr. Trump know this when he changed course on asking for their release? Or was he really never a client of Epstein's? Or, what may be the most revealing line in the ruling, the judge said the push to release could be aimed not at transparency, but as a diversion, not aimed at full disclosure, but at the illusion of such. So, back to the question. Wouldn't it be nice if the Trump visit with Russian President Vladimir Putin brought some kind of peace in Ukraine? Big news this week. Will his seizing control of D.C. police bring down crime? Big news this week. Or are they just meaningless exercises in a show of power and a major distraction from the news he fears most, reporting and investigating of his possible Epstein relationship? His right-wing supporters still want to know, does any of this make sense?